Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So as I mentioned at the beginning of today's shiur, Chumash VeYikra is all about the Kohanim. Chumash BaMidbar is more about the Levim. You heard from me many times that every Jewish home should be and could be a Beis Mikdash Ma'at. And it is our duty to sanctify our homes and to bring Kedusha and Shechina into our homes. How does one do that? So I explained many times, Beis Mikdash Ma'at kamo Beis Mikdash HaGadol. The entire of the void of the Beis Mikdash centers around three fundamental kelim, and all the others were only supplementary. And what are those three central kelim? Menorah, Mizbeach, and Shulchan. And everybody could understand and appreciate that these three are connected: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Which one? For which one? Goes without saying, Menorah is associated with Torah, Kiner, Mitzvah, V'Torah, Oyer. Shabbos Chav Daled, Harogel Ben El, Havana Ben In Talmidei Chachamim, Chav Gimel. Baba Basa Chofay, Haroi Tzalach Kim Yadrim V'Simonech Menorah Bedorim. There are so many Mamur Chazal that associate the Menorah with Torah. Goes without saying, Mizbeach is Avodah. Actually, Rabbi Yoina and the Mishnah, the beginning of Masechet Tos, clearly says, Al Shloisha Dvorim Oel Amoymed, Al HaTorah V'Al Avodah means Avodah Sakarbonis. And only after Chor Mesamindish it means Avodah Satfilo. Because in Brochas Chavov we learn Tfilois Keneged Karbonis Tiknum. So if Menorah takes Torah, Mizbeach takes Avodah, what's left for the Shulchan? It's not only a process of elimination, clear as daylight. Shulchan Shel Odom Mecha'apir, Gemura and Zvochaman, Chagig Yechov Zayin. Because the Shulchan symbolizes Chanas Esorachim and Gemilas Chasadim. So if we want to sanctify our homes and bring Shechina into our homes, we need to dedicate our homes to Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. But the question I asked today, in the Beis HaMikdash, there were not only Koyanim, there were Leviim as well. And the Leviim too had a very central function. So what do we learn from Avodah Leviim to implement in our private homes? We have a lot to learn. So as I explained in today's shiur, the Leviim were Shoyarim and Mishoyarim. Every Jewish home needs Shoyarim and Mishoyarim. We need gatekeepers and we need gates. This is such a dangerous time, and our children are exposed to so many awful things that we would so much prefer to prevent them from seeing and hearing and knowing. We no longer have total control, but that doesn't mean we need to lift our hands and say there's nothing to do about it. There's much to do about it. We need to build moats around our homes, and we need gatekeepers, we need shayarim. We need to decide who comes in and who stays out. Even more relevant in today's day, what comes in and what stays out. This is a dangerous time. Free access to the internet is horrific, especially for youngsters, for children, for bochurim, for girls, for everyone, but especially to the young. Sreifas neshama v'guf kayim. So many
Kol HaLashon
regarding the realm of tzinias, and also regarding the realm of emuna and betachan. A child could see one picture, he could read one article, and it could have such a devastating effect on his entire life. So yes, we need shayarim, and we need to daven and try to do our best. We might not be in total control to our dismay, but that doesn't mean that you just do nothing. So one thing we learn from the Leviim to implement in every Jewish home is Shoyarim. But that is not enough. We need the Mishoyarim. The Leviim brought joy into Avodas HaMikdash. Joy and happiness and excitement. The Mishoyarim. They were the ones that made Avodas HaMikdash into a joyful experience with the beautiful voices and the beautiful vocals and the beautiful music. And that is part of Avodas HaMikdash. History proves that walls and moats could never guarantee that no one comes in. They never even could guarantee that no one gets out. You could dig tunnels under walls, you could scale walls, you could breach walls. And if children aren't happy in the homes, they will always find a way out. And if they're yearning and longing and unhappy at home, they will always find a way in to achieve their excitement and fulfillment. So we need shayrim. We need those walls, we need those moats, we need those gates. But we also desperately need the Mishayrim. And a Jewish home should be the most happy home and the most joyous home in the entire world. And our children need joy and happiness. Like a flower turns to the sun, a child will always turn to where he could achieve warmth and happiness. So what we learn from the Leviim is Shayarim and Mishayarim. We need to share with our children Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaMitzvah and the Simcha of being Jewish, the Simcha of being an Eved Hashem, and the Simcha of the Torah way of life. Big families, happy families, wonderful relationships between parents and children, caring and compassion and warmth and Simcha. That is essential. So every day in the morning we say Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaTorah consists of three brachas. First one obviously is Berachas HaMitzvah. That is the basic formula. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvotav etzivonu. The last bracha, which according to Chazal is the most important, is the Berachas HaShevach. Asher bochar bonu mekol ha'amim v'nosanonu esterosayim. Let's analyze the middle bracha. It is Berachas HaTfilah. The concept of Berachas HaTfilah is any bracha in which we not only sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we plea and ask and beg. Those are Berachas HaTfilah. And usually, Berachas HaTfilah, each bracha has only one bakasha. It is very uncommon to have two or three bakashas in one bracha. But this seems to be the case in the bracha of HaRevna. We have two distinct and different bakashas. Number one is V'harevnu Hashem Elokeinu es divrei Torascha b'fino, and then we go on to ask nachas from our children. V'niyah anachnu v'tzetzuenu v'tzetzui tzetzuenu koloni yodi shemecho. How is it that we have two different bakoshas in one bracha? My explanation would be these are not two distinct and different bakoshas. They are two sides of the very same coin. It is only if we will experience the beauty of Torah, the sweetness of Torah, and we will share this experience with our families, with our children, and a child would see how happy his father is when he said a good svara, and how joyous he is when he comes home from a daf yomishia, and he shares with his wife and his children what I learned today, how beautiful our Torah is. And we will share the happiness of the Torah way with our children. It is only then we could fairly expect V'nihya anachnu v'tzetzainu v'tzetzoi tzetzainu kulani yodi shemecho v'londei sarosecho l'shma. So these two bakoshas are two sides of the very same coin. That is what we learn from the Leviim. Shoarim u'mishayrim. Let's try to safeguard our homes from all those negative, awful, horrific exposures. And let us bring happiness into our homes. Simchas HaTorah, Simchas HaMitzvah, Simchas HaAvdus. The harmony of a Jewish family, the beauty of a Torah family. And let us daven. V'nihya anachnu v'tzetzainu v'tzetzoi tzetzueli kulonu yod'ei shemecha v'lamdei sarusecha lishma. Have a beautiful day and a beautiful Shabbos.
A whole world of content awaits you on Kol HaLashon, United Kingdom, 0208-191-7000, United States, 646-663-7000. 7920, Israel, 03-617-1095.